It's time to talk to Kinza from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're talking about intermittent fasting. And Kinza, of course, is one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And with that, Kinza, very good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Eddie, and your listeners. Thanks, as always, for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us and all the important information that you share with us. And Kinza, getting straight into it, what is intermittent fasting?
So in comparison to other diets, intermittent fasting focuses on when you can eat as opposed to what can be eaten. And it's basically when you don't eat for a period of time each day or during the week sometimes.
Right. Okay, so you kind of have a calendar or a timetable of when you eat and at what times.
Yes.
And how does it work?
So it works by basically choosing regular time periods to eat and fast. So for example, you might try eating only during an 8-hour period each day and fast for the remainder. Alternatively, you might choose to eat only one meal a day, 2 days a week. Mm. But it basically works by prolonging the period when your body has burned through the calories consumed during your last meal, and then it begins burning fat. So the question may arise as to why does changing the time of meals allow for fasting to make a difference in the body? But basically, fasting is known to be an evolutionary embedded within our physiology, and it basically triggers several essential cellular functions. So there's different types to choose from, but basically that's the principle over which it works.
Okay, and what are the different types that one can choose?
So there's the first one we can talk about is called alternate day fasting. So it's when you eat a normal diet one day and either completely fast or have one small meal the next day. Then there's something called a 5-to-2 ratio fasting, and that's when you eat a normal diet 5 days a week and then you fast 2 days a week. And then a different type is daily time restricted fasting. And this is where you eat normally, but only within an 8-hour window each day. And then for example, you skip breakfast, but then you eat lunch around noon and then dinner by 8 p.m. Okay. Longer periods without food, such as 24 hours, 36, 48, going right up can actually be dangerous.
Yes.
Going too long without eating may actually encourage the body to start storing more fat in response to starvation.
Okay.
So it's important. Yeah, there's different types to look into, but it's very understood.
Okay, Kinza, are you back? We lost you for a moment there.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we did.
Something about very misunderstood, I think you said.
Yes, no, so we need to, it's become quite an interesting topic, but it needs to be understood very well. It needs to be monitored and it's not something that anyone can just start, It needs to be individualized.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously with your dietitian and or your doctor.
Yes, definitely.
Then Kinza, what are the benefits, if any, of intermittent fasting?
So, we always say losing weight and being physically active is what lowers our risk of all those diseases we're talking about, obesity, diabetes, heart disease. And so for these diseases, it's been found that intermittent fasting can appear to be beneficial as any other type of diet where you're reducing your overall calories for the benefit of your health. But some research suggests that intermittent fasting can be also beneficial to reduce inflammation and improve many different conditions such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma. But the research is ongoing. Like I said, it's a very new topic. It's come out, I think, everyone's talking about it, but they tend to always link it to losing weight.
Yes.
And I think, like we always say, with any other diet and our foods that we eat, we don't want to do anything too drastic. Mm. We don't want to, take away the joy of eating.
Yeah.
So we always need to come back to why are we doing this and what are we trying to achieve out of it.
And then the burning question, is it safe for anyone to try, even though we said just now, first consult with your doctor and, for that matter, your dietitian?
No, so definitely it's not for everyone, and it's definitely something that needs to be considered on an individual basis, and taking into consideration many factors, you know, that may be associated to a particular individual. So like we said, always important to consult with the healthcare professional before, you know, commencing with it. There's definitely some people that should stay clear of this. Children and teens under the age of 18, women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, people that have a history of eating disorders, and also some conditions like type 1 diabetes, you know, where they're on insulin, and that insulin needs to be taken, you know, with certain, at certain times with certain foods.
Right.
So it's definitely not to say, right, this is what we heard, we're going to go on to this now. It's just to be aware of it, that it is out there. And it's something you can discuss with your healthcare professional.
Yes. So definitely chat to your doctor or dietitian first.
Yes.
And then, Kinza, more information about this from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Your resource material is readily available?
Yes, on our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za, and on our social media pages, on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And we also welcome to, anyone's welcome to call us on our health chat line on 021-422-1586.
Great. Kinza, thank you very much for joining us today, and thanks for the information. And of course, this will be on our website later today as well, and available to download if you missed any details and you want to refer back. Kinza, take care, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, then. Cheerio. That's Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation chatting to us today about the topic intermittent fasting. And as I said, this will be on our website and on the Heart and Stroke Foundation social media pages later today.